that is not Kanya.
Yes.
That is something not Kanya is the reaction to one object
and asking the right question. So for instance, when we investigate pain, yeah? I mean, sati, you know, really takes hold of the pain, yeah? I mean, goes to the location, observes, yeah? And Kanya is asking the question, what is pain? How does fear pain? Yeah? And through the observation, you will know, yeah, how pain feels or where the pain is. Then you ask, is the pain in the skin? Is it in the tendons? Yeah? Is it in us? Hmm? And then we don't listen to the answers that come by the kilesas that tell us, oh, I sit too long. Yeah? I mean, when you're in the airplane from Israel, there's no pain. Yeah? But when you sit here for 30 minutes, yeah, I mean, there's pain. Oh! Yeah? Then you know, I mean, somebody's tricking you. And that's why we don't listen to the voice of the kilesas who tells us, oh, I'm sitting, you know, I'm sitting uncomfortable. Yeah? We always sit on. Yeah? Yeah? So, that's how you develop, you know, through the asking the question, the right question, yeah? And through observing, yeah? Then there will be the answer when you observe. Yeah? Just like I said with the answer. I mean, you know, you don't have to formulate the answer. You know if the ants move west or east or north or south, or if they build something, or if they move out, you know, and then you know, because they move out. After a while, you know. Oh, okay, they move up, you know, because rain is coming. Yeah?
And Kanya is could be like together with Sati, like for the time working with you, or it's only for the time of your investigation?
It's only for the time of investigation. But if you observe very closely what is happening during the day, I mean, you also develop Kanya through this reflection, this daily reflection that I've called, yeah? That is the first stage, yeah? When we recall what is happening, what kind of thoughts did I wake up, what happened afterwards, yeah? And how did these thoughts or memories that came up during the time change the mood that I have, the mood that I am, yeah? So we observe, through this observing and through the asking the question, what happened there, what was the result of my doing, what was the result of my thoughts, yeah? Then we get to, then we develop Panya.
Well, this is intuitive Panya, I understand.
It can be intuitive Panya, yeah? Sometimes we don't have to ask, but we have to observe, yeah? But most the deeper kind of Panya comes to asking the right question. Mm-hmm. So for the reflection, you ask the question, what happened then? Yeah? How did I feel, you know, after doing this or after talking, yeah? And so on, yeah? But you don't want to have answers. You just want to know, yeah? And that's the difference. That's very difficult for us to know, yeah? That's why I said, you know, look at, you know, sometimes you have some kind of, observe the ants, observe the animals, yeah? I mean, there are some garrots, you see them running around, you know, in the trees, jumping from one place to the other, or, you know, listening and crying and so on. I mean, there are the animals here in the monastery. So you observe them, you learn how to observe without thinking. And that is something that you need to develop.
In the dreams, I find often a high potential in understanding the kind of kilesas that bother you, because it's like the subconscious comes up and shows itself so clearly.
I mean, that is theory that the subconscious comes up now. Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, from my personal experience, dreams are actually the same thing that, you know, when you sit in meditation. Yeah, I mean, for a normal person, yeah, I mean, what you say holds true to some extent for a normal person, yeah, who is constantly bothered with something or constantly, you know, doing this or doing that, yeah, and so this subconscious things do not come up. But when we start to meditate, these things come up just the same way as in dreams. Yes. So for a practitioner, thinking about his dreams and thinking that there is something special is completely irrelevant. You know, it is actually, you know, a waste of time. Because whatever you see, you know, whatever is there in this very moment, is that what you have to deal with it. Yeah? And you do not really understand, you know, understand what is going on in the dreams, because you're not really fully aware of what is going on. But when you practice, you're aware of what is going on. Yeah? So I wouldn't pay any attention to the dreams. Yeah? There is a special form of dreams that's called lucid dreams. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where you can change a dream that you normally have. That, you know, it's just a memory and a thought combination of thought, and you're stuck in this dream. Yeah. But a lucid dream, you can move. You can make decisions, and it is very clear. Yeah. This is much more what is called in Pali the nimitta. Yeah. A sign. It can have a meaning, but it doesn't have to have a meaning. And most of the time, you know, when we see these nimittas, yeah, we don't understand immediately the meaning of it. Because our practice has not advanced to the level of understanding this nimitta. But this nimitta can lead us in a certain direction, even if we don't know it, even if we don't understand it at that time. Yeah. So not to worry about these nimittas that we see, yeah.
Mm.
It's a very important step. Yeah? Sooner or later we will understand it. Sometimes Lumpu Mant understood it 3 years after it appeared. Ah, that was it. Yeah?
Takes time.
It takes time. Yeah? And it takes us, you know, to advance to a certain level where we have that understanding so that we can understand. But these kind of nimittas can lead us. Yeah? Just like Lunga Mahabua floating over this golden city, you know, or the light city, yeah? And things like that can happen. Or when he saw, you know, I mean, he had to go through the swamp, you know, and then, you know, he crossed, you know, before he met Lumpu Mant, then he had to cross, and then he was on an island, and then he saw Lumpu Mant there, sitting there, you know, and then, before he even met Lumpu Mant, And he didn't understand, you know, but it was a very tough way, you know. And then, in reality, it was very tough to meet Lumpu Mant, yeah?
Mm.
But when he met him, you know, he stuck with him. You know? And that was a nimitta, you know. I mean, it can show, you know, can show some of the future, but we don't understand at the moment, you know, what this means. Okay?